Welcome to The Naked Satanist. The show consists of views from a left-leaning libertarian and a U.S. military veteran. Reverend Jeff Ivins may be a member of the Church of Satan, but his views are not representative of the Church of Satan or any other entity. And welcome to episode 4 of The Naked Satanist. I'm your host, of course, Reverend Jeff Ivins. Let's just say that I'm just going to go ahead and put this out there. For the past 2 months, I've been dealing with depression. It's something that I deal with all the time. It's part of being bipolar. I'm putting this out there so you guys understand why I haven't been doing this episode. And if you listen to the Metro past couple weeks, you probably heard that I had said that I've been pushing myself to do those episodes. Well, there's a good reason. Many of you know that I lost my significant other. And not only that, but I did do an episode of Neutral Wisdom Podcast. It has not been released yet, but you'll understand. And we'll go from there. Now, if you feel depressed, and I'm putting this out there for anybody who suffers from PTSD, depression, bipolarism, which isn't actually a word, but bipolar condition 1 or 2, and you need help, get it. You can dial 988. That's the mental health and suicide or crisis line. And if you are a veteran, take option 1. You dial 988, take option 1, and you'll be assisted promptly. I have not need to do that. I did not need to do that. I know how to handle it. I basically lay in bed most of the day. With that being said, and I hope everybody basically understands that, yes, I do deal with depression every day, all the time, and I just... When somebody's depressed, don't say get out of it or whatever. Just accept that they suffer from depression, and that getting over it is not as easy as you think. There is not the worry of when they're depressed of actually committing, if they're gonna try suicide. It's not when they're depressed that they do it, because they got no energy to do it. It's when they start coming out of it, when they find the energy, but yet they're still depressed. They're coming on the upswing of depression. That's when you need to worry about it. Keep an eye on them. Do buddy checks, as we say in the veteran community. I got people that are doing checks on me at least once a week, if not more. So, and I got several different people doing it. Now, I do want to transition over to something um, Dr. LaVey wrote in The Devil's Notebook, if you get it out. I want to talk about evangelists versus the new God. Basically, what he's talking about is the if you've read it, which I hope you have, but you can reread it again, about how evangelicals are using the new God, aka TV, to turn around and work their wares over the population, you know, the Swaggers, Roberts, and Bakers. They're actually getting to be seen as exactly what they are, snake oil salesmen. And TV, to quote Dr. LaVey, deny TV now would be a aesthetic as Ingersoll denying, or atheistic as Ingersoll denying the existence of God. You know, if you deny TV, because it's everywhere. You know, everywhere you go, there's a TV somewhere doing something, displaying ideological issue or ideological thoughts, emotions, and anything else. And the evangelicists have turned around and have started using TV to turn around and, like I said, practice their wear as a snake oil salesman to get more money that they so desire, so they can drive the high-end cars. And I can't remember who it was that was confronted while their congregations gave up their money, and he was driving a high-end car, but he's a real dick. Also, the fact that you don't have to go to church anymore. You can just turn on the TV. And there's, every Sunday morning, there's preachers on there talking about God when all they're asking for you is money. Selling your soul to the TV is what it boils down to. We can, as Satanists, use TV as a means of getting out there. Back in the, during the 80s Satanic Panic, we tried, I think it was Magister Paradise used to do a thing on local programming, talking about it, talking about Satanism and stuff like that. But it basically boils down to what you are willing to do. I don't really watch too much TV. I usually listen to music, even on my TV. I turn on one of my two stations. Just so you know, and I'm going to quote here, quote the last paragraph of the evangelicals versus the new God. I'm going to end up with saying this, and I'm quoting the last verse. The key to use television and not be used by it. Musician maker, or yeah, my mind's still a little tangled up here right now, but back to it. Munitions makers don't try to sell new stuff or don't try out new stuff on themselves. If it takes turning your television to the wall or throwing it out the window, do it. We are adversaries to be reckoned with, and we must not be taken in by our own infernal devices. We must allow stratification to develop so that the world for the vital and living can be established and maintained, unquote. Basically saying, use the TV as you want it, not as what the programmers of the channels. And I mean, if you turn around and you turn on Fox News, all it is right-wing propaganda. You turn on CNN or MSNBC, it's about the same thing except on the left-hand side. And the main thing about this, you never hear about the good, you know, something good happening. It's always about bad. And even Dr. LaVey said, and I quote, as much as bad press as the Church of Satan has received from the media over the past few years, satanic child abuse, sacrifices, etc., mentioned of the Satanic Bible only points to people in our direction. Perhaps that's the plan after all. Maybe, unwillingly, the people that say, you know, oh, if you have a Satanic Bible, you can, you know, it leads to child abuse and sacrifices, and people pick it up, read it, and they see that the person was lying as usual. All right, enough of my ramblings about that. If you want to read Evangelicals versus the New God, it's on page 84 of the Devil's Notebook. We're going to take a short break, and then I'll be getting into an email I actually received. Somebody actually wrote me. What? Yeah. So we'll go ahead and get into that here in a minute as soon as I get done with these commercials or these advertisements or whatever you want to call it. So be right back here on the Naked Satanist. See you on the flip side.
The Neutral Wisdom Podcast is a podcast dedicated to passing on knowledge and experience from a satanic perspective, hosted by Satanist and satanic warlock Robert Shirley. Join us as we challenge conventional wisdom and offer refreshing insights for those seeking deeper understanding and self-empowerment through a modern philosophy. Embrace your own authenticity and transformative potential. Join us wherever you get your podcasts and at neutralwisdom.ca for more information.
Need web hosting? Visit anp-inc.us for your hosting needs.
Satansplain, Satanic Talk with Church of Satan Magister Bill M.
Well, it's not Satan worship, it's Satanism. It's embracing the life-enriching things which have traditionally been given the devil's name. Pride, lust, earthly success, rational self-interest, atheism, humor, nonconformity, science, a passion for living, being selective about whom we love. We don't see these as shameful sins, but empowering ideals. And we also recognize the psychological power and fun of symbolism and aesthetics, so we utilize Satan as mythology's most fitting mascot for what we're about.
Listen to Satansplain. Learn more at satansplain.com.
The Metro with your host, Reverend Jeff Ivins, where I play post-punk, new wave, and other hits from the 1980s. get it at RadioFreeSatan.com. Hail Satan. Reverend Jeff Ivins back. And if you do want to contact me, send me an email at Jeff@NakedSatanist.com. And I'll reply. Also, make sure you check out The Naked Satanist on Facebook. Give it a like and follow things on there. Sometimes I post some nudist stuff on it. Also, make sure you check out the other podcast. As I said aforementioned, I'm on a future episode of Neutral Wisdom, so, and I may be on it again. I don't know. I haven't heard anything back from it yet. But I digress. Okay, I got this email. I'm just going to say her name is Angela. I'm not going to read the first part. It's something that she thinks. She's been listening to Metro time to time on the past several years. But she listened to all three of my first podcasts, and she likes it. She likes that nudity is sort of a side note to the other topics. But I'm going to read the second, third, and fourth paragraph. And I quote, "I was introduced to Christianity beginning at birth. From the time that I understood I have a body, I was taught to keep it covered so that no one can see it. Even in summer, I wore a bathing suit. I wore a t-shirt over it to prevent my pale skin from sunburning. In my youth, I was painfully ashamed of my body, feeling ugly, fat, though in hindsight, I think I was originally shaped very normally for 18 years at least. I quickly got married and had children, including a cesarean birth, which a smiley face incision cut from the hip to hip that destroyed my belly muscles. From then on, my belly fat flopped over onto my lap, and I knew I could never be seen naked again. But I was married, so I can always demand to have sex in the dark. I concluded that I'm just an ugly shaped person, and there's no realistic hope for me to fix this old clunker very much at this point. Later in my life, I learned of Satanism. I joined the Church of Satan in 2018, got a divorce in 2020, and since then I've been working on my mentality, or my mental. However, I reached a point in my development when I must break out of my shell and be born into a new life with a new identity and a new attitude. Though I'm 52, my body is suddenly important. And how embarrassing that it is. I'm so unfit. Part of my life is to improve my body and my appearance. I use diet and exercise to lose weight and build strength. I don't want to be ashamed of my body. I want to change my body. I want to look better, but I don't want to have the unrealistic goals or to ruin my life being obsessed about how people see me. I must accept myself and all my potential. There will come a time when I will be naked in front of people that I do not know well. This will test my courage and become the foundation of my future confidence and self-esteem. I have always been ashamed of my body. As a nudist, do you have any advice about my naked debut? How do you feel when you view women with young, perfect bodies and then view women with old, potato-shaped bodies In my defense, I have a wonderful personality. Hail Satan. Well, Angela, as you know by the email I sent you back, this is what I wrote. I said, the thing about nudism, naturism, is that we accept the body in all shapes and sizes. I understand that you don't like the look of your body, but you have to learn to embrace it and change what you want to change. As you can tell on the Naked Satanist website, I'm no gym rat who is bulging with muscles. I'm a 56-year-old fat man who embraces my body with all the imperfections from what people accept. I totally understand the situation about sex in the dark, as my ex-wife was the same way. After time, she learned to accept that her body didn't matter to me. She was 5'5", 250. I would hold her hand in public and treat her with respect. Now, taking a break for a second. I would still do that if I was married to my ex-wife, but I'm not. I don't care. She's over 300 pounds from what I can gather now. Getting back to my reply. My view is that you still hold some guilt over your body due to your upbringing. I was raised in Christianity as well, but after I discovered myself in Satanism, I personally unlearned what the quote-unquote church was teaching and went full bore into being what I truly am, a Satanist. Don't get me wrong, it took about a year before I fully embraced Satanism, but that was due to learning to let go of my upbringing. As to learning to accept yourself and your body, I would suggest these few tips. One, when you go home, if you live alone, embrace nudity. Go nude in your own home until you feel you're ready to meet others in a nudist, naturist environment. If you have people come over to your door, have a bathrobe near the door so you can quickly throw it on. Two, you didn't inform me about your location, but you can visit anner.com or naturesociety.com. Find out more about locations near you. AANR is Anner. Mostly works with landed clubs that own property. Nature Society also works with landed clubs, but they also work with non-landed clubs that do not own property, and clothing optional beaches. I'm a member of both organizations, and each has something to offer someone who's trying to accept body image issues. Exploring Nature Society website, they have a town hall that they on Zoom where you can connect with like-minded people. This was written back in early or late April, so this was, I mentioned one that they were having in May. Number three, go to a nudist resort or a clothing optional beach. You can go to one of them and see how people of all shapes and sizes have embraced their bodies. The beach option, if you're close to one, is a good way to see, or is good way since you can wear your bathing suit as many times as you want. As you get more comfortable being around people, you will start to lose your body image issues and might just find yourself embracing social nudity. No one at the beach will judge you for wearing your bathing suit. If you don't like the way your body looks, then get in shape as a Satanist. If you're not happy with something, change it. You are the one who controls you and your life. When you lose weight, you can be proud of that weight loss. As to the point of being a male bisexual nudist, being around perfect and potato-shaped bodies, like I said, that I normally am normally social with either or. I do not see them sexually due to the fact that my mind isn't conditioned to that anymore. The brain is the biggest sexual organ in the body. Plus, personally, I am more in tune with somebody out of shape than I am of toned bodies. Once you can condition it not to think as nudity equals sex, you will see that it doesn't matter. You will never know what a person is until you start talking to them. After a while, you'll see you might have more in common than you would if you tried to have a conversation while clothed. And that ends my response. Also, I wanted to add a couple other things to this. Anner, AANR.com, and NatureSociety.com are national in the United States and Canada and whatnot. They help people get over body issues and learn that nudity is not a sexual thing. It is not, does not, you know, you can be nude and even in a family setting. You know, I've known nudists that raise their children as such. It's not, it, the human, the naked body is natural, or we wouldn't be born that way. I can hear a Lady Gaga song on that one. So, alright, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to wrap this up. If you have any questions about nudism or anything else I'd like to discuss on this podcast, like I said, send me an email at jeff@nakedsatanist.com. I'll reply in kind. I might even ask you to read your email on here. I always ask that. I don't like to just assume this because you send me correspondence that you're going to go ahead and send it. You know, you want that email to go there. Also, I want to thank, I got to go to the website here for a second. Somebody actually listened to one of my previous podcasts, and I want to make sure I got the name. Oh, okay. Somebody we all know. Somebody we all like. Mr. Anderson. Said, I enjoyed the podcast. Thanks for your time and effort. I will look forward to listening more. I'm talking about Storm. He listened to it and he thought it was pretty good. He was listening to the episode 2, Nonconformity and Transcendentalism episode. And like I said, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. And if there's anything you want to know, just go ahead and, like I said, send me an email. Like it on Facebook. And hopefully I won't take so long in doing another one. I got some more reading I got to do first. So until then, being naked. Yes, I am naked right now, so you don't like it, tough shit. I usually record my podcast naked because I like being naked. So go ahead, and I will see you next episode. And until then, hail Satan. And may your days be full of no tan lines. See you guys later. Over on the metro, too. Which I gotta do. Oh, well. Hail Satan. This episode of The Naked Satanist is copyrighted by The Naked Satanist, Reverend Jeff Ivins, and is not authorized for any other use.